This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey everyone and welcome. This is Felice Gerwitz and this is an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. Look for the podcast 187. And today's episode is Dieting 101, Eating Well and Losing Weight. Hey, thanks so much to our sponsor for the entire month, the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network and Vintage Homeschool Moms. Thanks, Sony Pictures and the movie Smurfs, The Lost Village. Be sure to check out the Christian study guide for this movie on our show notes, and we're going to hear more about it in just a few minutes. It is thanks to our sponsors that we can bring you shows like this 24/7 at no cost to you. And be sure to visit the show notes for this broadcast, episode 187 on VintageHomeschoolMoms.com. And for those of you following Vintage Homeschool Moms, I know you listen on the website as well as on iTunes. Just be sure that you share this show with other people and let them know that it's out there. It's because of listeners like you that our shows have been able to succeed. And I really want to thank you guys so much for that. Well, as you know, I've done several podcasts on exercising and keeping track of my weight loss, and my goal is to lose between 20 and 25 pounds and just to feel better overall. This isn't a crash diet, although I've done those, and while I lost weight, it eventually comes back. So today, I want to not only report in on how I've been doing with my weight loss and exercising, but I want to share with you some proven ways that I've used to eat well and to lose weight. And just as a total disclaimer, yesterday I ate at one of my favorite hamburger places, and the burgers are so good. And so I ate there yesterday and even ate onion rings. So had a cheeseburger and onion rings, but I'll share a little bit about what I have done to minimize the fat intake from that and the calorie intake. So today, I'm going to talk to you about losing those extra pounds, but also how you can eat some really good things to help you with that weight loss. So while we want to lose weight, it's hard to get motivated, isn't it? And it's really mind over matter. And the idea that we want to lose weight in a house full of people, is difficult at best, especially in my household. If it was just my husband and I, we would eat so much more differently than in a house full of teens, and especially with teens and adult boys. My one teenage daughter is in college, and my other daughter is an adult with a family of her own. And I can't say the one that's in college eats great. She doesn't. I've seen some of her little pictures that she sends of what she's eating, and it sometimes is not good. And my sons, well, let's just say they eat a lot and don't seem to gain an ounce. But when my second oldest child, my daughter Christina, lived at home, I remember one time she came to me and she said, you know, Mom, I want to lose weight, but I don't want to starve. So she and I did kind of an abbreviated high protein, low fat diet. But like one of the things she did was she made our breakfast and lunch. And I tend to not eat breakfast. And she kept saying, you know, it's very important that you eat something. And right now, my breakfast typically include yogurt, but that is very high fat, and I don't eat a low-fat yogurt. I found years ago that anything with any kind of unnatural sweetener, something that was a low-fat, gave me headaches, and I never was able to track it back to that until I completely cut out any kind of diet sodas or any kind of diet food. And when I did that, my headaches went down drastically, and I still have migraines on occasion, but that is so much less with me cutting that all out and then drinking a lot of water. So number one on the weight list, weight loss list, is to drink plenty of fluids. And I don't even have that listed because for me, that's a given. And I do, I walk around with a large tumbler, and my son bought all of us these stainless steel tumblers that keep the ice cold even overnight. And I love them. And it's wonderful because I know how many of those I drink a day, and I can keep track of my water intake. And that's so good. And as I'm sharing this broadcast with you, I've got a large glass sitting by my computer screen here that also has some fresh lemon that was frozen from my sister-in-law's tree. And it is really, really good. So lemon and water and unsweetened iced tea, and I'm set to go for the day. Although I do like my coffee in the morning with milk and no sugar. So I'm more of an unsweet tea kind of a person, and it's so good if you can drink things that are not sweetened. So while my boys can eat just about anything, I feel like just smelling the food puts the weight on me, and I know some of you are like that. So I'm going to give you some quick tips on how I've been able to shed some pounds recently, and these are not necessarily what to eat, although I do have a little bit of that, but just some really good tips for that have worked really well for me. So the first is don't starve yourself. When my daughter came to me and said that, she really was on track, because if you're really hungry, you're just going to go to the first thing that you see, whether it's in the cupboard or not. And I know for a lot of people, they don't even keep things in the house, and that's really smart. But again, I have growing boys, and their calorie intake is going to be way different than mine, and especially my one son who's playing sports. So the first is don't starve yourself. If you're hungry, eat a few nuts if you're not allergic. And I found nuts such as walnuts to be very filling. And I'll start with one or two. I don't keep things handy because if I have them right by my seat and I don't have to get up for it, it's going to be much more tempting to get to. So I'll start with, you know, two or three. I do count them. I don't grab a handful of salted peanuts because I swear there's something about salted peanuts or salted cashews or salted mixed nuts that just makes me want to eat more. I really love nuts. I really do. So I have to be really careful of that intake. I love all the kind of trail mixes and things like that. So again, I don't buy them because I'm typically the only one who will eat it. And if I know it's in the house, then I'll want to eat it. If I'm really hungry, you know, like before a meal, I tend to drink a little bit of an energy shake. I won't drink like a full 8-ounce glass of it. But forlife.com has a wonderful protein shake. I will put that link on my website. And if you're interested in that, I can share more information about that as well. I did a podcast sharing a little bit about that. My kids drink this energy shake before and after exercising. It's high in protein. I tend to use like an almond milk instead of regular milk, or sometimes I've even used water. I'm going to tell you it doesn't taste as good if you're using water on a with an energy shake, but it is filling, and that's what the whole point is. And then I keep protein bars in the fridge. I will cut them in quarters. So I don't have to, you know, be tempted to eat the whole thing. And it has at least 10 grams of protein in it. Even if it has sugar in it, it's better for you than two or three or four chocolate chip cookies. So that's my number one. You know, don't starve yourself and use something like nuts or a protein shake to fill you up in between meals if you feel like eating. Also, before a meal, if you're really hungry. For me, when I get started making dinner, I'm typically hungry. And so I will have that protein shake that I can have. We use those shaker bottles. They're really great. They're a little bit big, so especially if I'm only making a fourth of a shake. So what I tend to do is make a full shake in those things and then pour it out in the glass and keep it in the fridge. And it typically keeps a couple of days, especially if I use the almond milk, which is unsweetened almond milk is really low in calories as well. And I personally think it tastes really good. You can use coconut milk. There's all different kinds of milk substitutes out there if you don't want to drink milk. And we tend to buy the regular milk, not even the low-fat milk, because they do a lot of stuff to make it low-fat. And I just figure, you know, we don't drink a lot of milk in this family anyway. I'm the only milk drinker or grew up drinking milk. No one else in my family did. So I know a lot of families go through 2 and 3 and 4 gallons of milk a day, and that's not our family. So we would eat other things to have that intake of calcium that's so important for children. But I just didn't really do it for any particular reason other than my oldest son seemed to have a milk allergy. And because of that, we just cut way back. Interestingly, out of my 5 children, none of them like milk. And I thought that was really interesting as well. So that kind of saved us because milk can be very fattening. You know, they eat it in cereal and things like that, but not just to sit and drink, you know, glasses of milk. The second thing is don't deprive yourself of all snacks or dessert. One of the things I tend to do is I'll eat a little bit of my husband's dessert. So he keeps sharing it with me and I have to ask him not to. But for example, in our household, typically, and I would say more nights than not, we have cookie dough in our refrigerator. And I think I've trained everybody not to eat cookie dough. So we're one of those strange households that are not tempted to eat cookie dough by the spoonfuls like I know some people do. So for us, it's not a temptation. But anyway, I'll make a big batch of cookie dough and we'll have it in the fridge, chocolate chip cookies. And then one of my boys tends to make it, you know, like 2 or 3 cookies. And it's however many they're going to eat in that one sitting so that we don't have a lot of leftovers. If there are leftovers, my one son who works will take them to work with him. But otherwise, they'll have a big hot chocolate chip cookie and a scoop of ice cream. And you wonder why I'm doing these podcasts on trying to lose weight. So there is nothing to me better than a chocolate chip cookie, especially if it's hot and has walnuts with a big scoop of ice cream in it. It's making me hungry as I share this with you. But so what I'll do is I won't have my own bowl, but I'll share with my husband and take a couple of bites. And it's amazing because really and truly, after the first 2 bites, you don't really taste it anymore. All you're really tasting is that sugar. And so that has really helped me. And then what also helps is that I have this podcast network because there's always something to do. And I can grab my computer and, you know, check some emails or get some other things going that I need to do. And that takes my mind off of the dessert. Number 3 is give your taste buds a reboot. Sometimes we crave things that our bodies seem to need, such as cheese or salty chips, and we try to eat the things that we shouldn't be eating. And so try to eat things that are filling. I love cheese, and cheese can be my downfall. So for a few weeks, I won't eat it. And I'm surprised at how I can cut weight just by cutting out this one thing. So if there's one thing that you're eating a lot of, which is the next point, look at what you're eating and when. Look at that and maybe just cut out that one thing. You don't have to cut it out forever. Try it for a week and just see how that works for you. Do you eat when you're stressed? I'm not a stress eater. I know that when I'm stressed, my body goes into starvation mode and I don't lose weight, but I don't eat a lot when I'm stressed, but some people do. So if you're noticing that, you know, maybe substitute it with something else, get a big glass of water, and just see. Number 5, 6, 7, and 8 here on my list are all no's. No to processed food. I'm a believer in fresh food. No to diet foods. No to low-fat foods. And no to zero-calorie foods. And let me tell you why. The reason is, unless you're a diabetic and can't have you know, anything with sugar in it, is that you're going to find that when you eat something that is low fat, in your mind, you're thinking, well, I can eat more of it because it's low fat, or I can eat more of it because it's diet. I have watched my niece, who doesn't listen to this podcast, she is an attorney and, you know, and is 30 something, you know, she's really young, but I have watched her here at my house bring her case of Diet Cokes and proceed to drink three or four of them. If she was drinking a regular Coke, I guarantee you she would not drink that many. And we tend to overdo because we think it has no calories. So if you're going to drink that much, try to keep it to water with a spritz of lemon or lime or, you know, whatever that is that you like in your water. I love the doTERRA essential oils, and they have essential oils that are the orange and the lemon and lime. And so I will use a drop of the lemon especially. I don't really use the citrus ones. They can wreak havoc with the enamel on your teeth, so be careful of that. Brush your teeth, but that is something that can help you. Well, after the commercial break, I'll give you an update on my weight loss and exercise plan. We'll be right back.
Now, the Blue Crew is back.
Let's go have some fun.
In their first fully animated adventure.
Nailed it.
To escape a dangerous, undiscovered world, the Smurfs will have to team up with a whole new tribe.
A village full of girls.
Hey.
Smurfs The Lost Village, rated PG, exclusively from Affirm Films. Get a free Bible-based discussion guide. Visit affirmfilms.com to download it for free and enjoy great discussions with your whole family about the importance of purpose, friendship, honesty, and loyalty, as seen in Smurfs The Lost Village, now playing.
Hey everyone, and welcome back. This is Felice Gerwitz with Vintage Homeschool Moms. This is episode 187. Diet 101, Eating Well and Losing Weight. You can find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. And again, thanks to our sponsor for the entire month, and that is Sony Pictures and the movie Smurfs The Lost Village. Be sure to check out the Christian Study Guide for this movie on our show notes page. Well, now I guess I need to share with you how much weight I've lost. And did you notice? It's so funny. Did you notice that I didn't tell you where I was starting with? So that I will keep to myself, but I am really happy to report that I lost 8 pounds since my last podcast on the topic. So I'm happy with that. Stuff is starting to fit a lot better. I think I shared with you guys that I tend to wear a bigger size just because I like clothes looser than tighter. Everything is fitting very comfortably now, but I still have a goal to lose at least another 12 pounds, especially because when we lose weight, when we gain weight, we tend to gain it in different areas. So hopefully I will lose some from all the other areas that need weight loss. Then as far as my exercise goes and my exercising plan, my plan is still to continue to walk only because I don't really want to put the wear and tear on my joints by trying to run. I used to run a couple of miles a day, at least 1 mile a day. And now I tend to have problems with one knee, and it's great right now, but I really want to, you know, be careful not to re-injure it. So I'm walking at least 2 miles to 3 miles a day. I'm super excited about that. I had a sister-in-law that was here visiting, and we walked out. There's a park nearby, and we walked a couple of miles, and that was really fun to kind of map out again. We had done this, about a year ago, maybe. We had gone to the park to map out how far I would have to walk to get that 2 to 3 miles in. And 2 miles right now is really comfortable. 3 is a little bit of a stretch, and that I've been doing on the treadmill. At some point, I want to buy another treadmill. I have to save up my money for that. The one I have now was my daughter's, and she got it for $50 used off of Craigslist. So I've got my kids looking for me again for another used treadmill. This one has seen better days, and some of the stuff has fallen out, and all the digital display's gone. But that doesn't matter because it still works. So it would be nice to have some of the little fancy display stuff on there. That would be fun. But at least for now, it's doing its job and it's going. I don't go very fast on it, but it's moving. So that's good. So if you have, you know, other things that you do and want to share, please do that. You can, you know, drop me a line at felice@mediaangels.com, and I'll share that with you, with the listeners on future podcasts. But also you can go to Vintage Homeschool Moms episode 187 and scroll down And then you can look there for the post. And then there's a place where you can comment. So please share your ideas with us. So how do I lose weight and keep it off? As I shared earlier, it's a mindset. You have to purpose to know that, you know, for this next few weeks or few months, I'm going to really watch what I eat. So for me, it's smaller portions. I shared with you that I had a wonderful cheeseburger with lettuce, tomato, onions, pickles, and ketchup on it. I don't think it had mayonnaise, but I do like mayonnaise on my burger. The only thing I don't like on burgers is mustard. And the only thing I like on hot dogs is mustard. So I grew up to think that burgers get ketchup and hot dogs get mustard. So anyway, what I did when I got my burger and onion rings is the first thing I did was when I ordered it, I asked for a fork and knife. And when I got my burger, I cut it in half and I proceeded to give half away to my son. Or if you're eating out and nobody else wants to eat it, you can ask for a box and take it home for the next day. And the same thing with the onion rings. I counted out the few that I wanted, stole a few of my husband's French fries, and gave him the rest. So if we eat smaller portions and just take our time and eat slower, and I drank an unsweet iced tea, we can really cut back on our calorie intake, still eat stuff we want to eat. And I was surprised at how full I was at the end of that meal. Because when we sit down, we're typically hungry, right? Or we sit down and we're not really hungry, but we're eating because it's time to eat. And those two things right there will cause us to put on the pounds and not even realizing it. The second thing is I'll eat salads and proteins. I love salad. I love a very light dressing. I will make either it's kind of a mix of some olive oil, and sometimes I'll use coconut oil, but if I do, I can't refrigerate it. And the same with really good olive oil. You know if you're using good olive oil because if you put it in the refrigerator and it does not get hard, then it has been mixed with some other types of oil, and now it's really difficult to get a very good olive oil anymore. But I will use balsamic vinegar, which I'm pretty much the only one in my family who likes that. So I have to put that on the side because my family likes wine vinegar. And I'll make an Italian dressing, a homemade dressing, that I'll put very little of it on the salad. I do like a lot of salad dressing, which is a problem. If I order Caesar out, I typically get the salad dressing on the side because they never seem to put enough of it on the salad. And I love that cheese. Again, my downfall cheese. But if I'm trying to lose weight, I'll eat salads with just a spritz of balsamic vinegar and a tiny drizzle of olive oil. If you like salt and pepper, you can put that on there too. And then I'll eat a protein. One time we went on vacation, and this is many years ago, and I love fresh fish. So I had like grilled fish or lightly blackened, and it was delicious, and I ate that with a salad, again, typically a Caesar salad, and I was shocked at how much weight I lost when we got home, because when you go on vacation, what happens? You tend to gain weight, right? And even though we were eating out, one of the things we were not doing was we pretty much never get any kind of dessert out, and that's because that's my forte, is to make yummy desserts. And so if you know me and you've been part of my Ultimate Homeschool Expo or have been part of the Media Angels family for a long time, you know how much I love to bake. My dad owned a restaurant and he owned a bakery many, many years ago. And while I like to cook, I love to bake. I can even make really delicious homemade donuts that we make on occasion. It has to be someone's birthday or special occasion for me to make them. And so we don't eat desserts out, and that, you know, is another thing that we cut back on. But I really was surprised at how much weight I lost that trip. So I really looked at what I was eating and realized that if I ate bigger salads and just had a protein, no bread, and some of the other things that we like to eat, I could really drop the weight. The third thing is I'll eat smaller portions of the things I like. Like one of the things that they tell you to do if you're trying to lose weight is to eat whole grain pasta. I'm Italian. There is no way I'm going to eat a whole grain pasta, but I will eat smaller portions. So if you use whole grains, that's great. It's way more filling. But what I do is I will take a plate. I will put my salad on my plate instead of in a bowl. And I will take a small portion of spaghetti and whatever the protein is. We always eat a protein with pasta. That's not how I grew up. We would grow up with just a plate of pasta, sometimes meat sauce, sometimes plain sauce, a salad, and a lot of bread. And I love bread. So I started adding a protein such as like a chicken cutlet. And that's a chicken breast that I slice thinly. And I dip it in egg in some Italian breadcrumbs, and I will fry it. Yes, I said fry in organic lard or coconut oil. And I know that's probably freaking you out that I use lard. But if you look back at what our parents used, for those of us that are older, it was, you know, things like that that are a healthier fat. I don't use any kind of regular oil. My cousins came to visit. Both of them grew up pretty much the summers when we were growing up. They came to Florida and spent the summers with us, and they were 10 when I got married. So it just tells you the age difference there. And they're now both adults, have family of their own, and are very successful. And they came to visit recently, and they wanted to make us an Italian meal. So they did. And they were so funny because when it came time to fry the chicken cutlets, I did not have vegetable oil, and they refused to use my coconut oil or my lard. And then they used my olive oil to fry. But it was so funny because, you know, we had this meeting of the minds with, you know, what works and what doesn't. And so funny. But I use a coconut oil that doesn't have a coconut flavor, and it is great, fries well. And I'll share that with you. It's not an affiliate or anything like that. It's one that I found because I don't like the flavor of coconut, and I wanted a healthier oil to fry with. The way I look at it is it's healthier for you. You're not going to eat 10 chicken cutlets, or you shouldn't. So if you eat something that you like and eat smaller portions, great. If you want to grill the chicken or do it on something that's lightly seasoned, you can do that as well. Whatever works for you, because I've done salads and proteins that, you know, grilled chicken. I already explained I love grilled fish. I will do these packets in the oven that are delicious. I take some kind of vegetable, or you can even use sliced tomato and sliced onions, and put a layer of chicken or fish on that and wrap it in a foil packet and bake it. And that is delicious. If you don't want to use aluminum foil because you don't want the aluminum leaching into your food, you can use a glass dish and just cover it with a oven proof lid, or cover it with some foil and then bake it. And it's really, really good. Again, ways to eat healthy and still eat what you want and lose weight. Another thing is to eat stir-fried foods such as vegetables. My sister-in-law made several veggie dishes when I was visiting her up in Jacksonville. She just sold her house, sadly, but when I was up there visiting, helping her pack up her house before she moved, and she made a couple of vegetable dishes, and truthfully, I thought I was going to starve. They were surprisingly filling. I did add a salad, and we did get some bread, but it was really, really good. So sometimes veggie dishes are much less fattening. Be careful of the beans and things like that, because that can be more fattening. But if you eat good fats, don't just say, okay, I'm dieting, I'm not going to have any fats at all, because those fats really give us the energy to continue. But just be careful of the type of fats you're eating. Number five, eat slowly. I realize I eat fast because, you know, we're on the go. We're busy people. We have lots to do, right? And so I tend to eat fast, and I realize that. So I've slowed way down. My husband eats slowly, and my sons, both of my sons that are extremely thin, stop halfway through their meal and they're talking about something, and then they're talking and they're just sitting there, and I've asked them both at different times, are you still going to eat? Are you going to finish that? And they say, yeah, I'm just resting. So they rest in between their meals. I don't know if any of your kids do that. But I was so surprised when I noticed that the two thinnest people in our house both do that. My husband will do that as well. So, you know, I realized that I need to do it, but I like my food hot and not cold. So I need to eat more slowly, and that has helped. The other thing I do is I push back from the table. I know it can be considered rude, but it helps me from wanting to eat more. If there's food on the table, which there tends to be in my house, every once in a while I have the presence of mind to leave the food over on the stovetop, or if we have a big group, we always put our food out on the counter. So you have to get up from the table in order to get more. But pushing back a little bit from the table helps me, and it keeps me from wanting to reach for more food. And then the other is, you know, which I just shared, is putting the food on the stove and dishing it out from there and not putting it on the table, and that helps. You know, there isn't anything I won't eat while I'm on a diet, which is why the weight loss is going to be slower. However, it is going to stay off, because one of the things I've done is it's trained my stomach to eat smaller portions. Because as I shared with you earlier, that half a burger was filling, whereas I would have eaten the whole thing and then I would have walked out of the restaurant thinking I am like overly full. So that helps a lot. You know, some of you may just need a major reboot. And although I don't recommend any of the popular weight loss programs or meals that are advertised, sometimes it might be what you need to jumpstart your metabolism. I have friends who have done meal plans. My nephew did that one time with his wife. And he said, you know, he was having to eat two of the meals because he was so hungry. But they both lost the weight they wanted to lose. And then I did a podcast on exercising and weight loss. Just be sure you add in that exercise element, and that will help you keep off the weight. Well, guys, thanks so much for listening in. I will be podcasting again on exercising and weight loss coming up. I want to thank our sponsor again this month. That is Sony Pictures and the movie Smurfs: The Lost Village. Be sure to check out the Christian Study Guide for this movie on our show notes. And it is thanks to our sponsors that we can bring you these shows 24/7. So thank you so much. Be sure to visit the show page for the notes from this broadcast. And this is episode 187, Diet 101, Eating Well and Losing Weight, Vintage Homeschool Moms.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.